When the hall speaks, Albany's King George V Coronation Hall. Albany's King George V Coronation Hall. Photo, Janine Irvine, 2026. Time is what makes Albany's Hall remarkable. Unlike so many historic halls, long replaced, removed, or updated beyond recognition, Albany's 115-year-old Coronation Hall continues to function as a busy community meeting place. The building has heritage status, and maintenance is shared between Auckland Council and the Volunteer Albany Hall Committee. The origins of Albany Coronation Hall. Albany's King George V Coronation Hall opened on 3 November 1911 with a celebratory ball attended by about 250 local residents who, according to Martin Perkinson in his 100th anniversary speech, 10 December 2011, made such a merry night of it that they left the ball just in time for milking, setting a precedent for social merriment for years to come. The origins of Albany Coronation Hall. The idea for a community hall had been discussed since the 1890s, growing from the formation of the Albany Fruit Growers Association in 1893 and the annual A&AMP shows that followed. A public meeting in May 1897 began fundraising and debate over the best site. A solution came through the public trust. Land bought by William Mahoney in 1858 had returned to the trust because of unpaid rates, and in 1907, 10 acres, including the old domain land, were vested in the Fruit Growers Association on Coronation Day, 24 June. Lord Bledisloe opening the Albany Show, 3 March 1934. Photo, Tudor Washington Collins, Auckland Library's Heritage Collections, T-759. Building a community landmark. In 1911, the foundation stone was laid. The building and furniture cost just over £500, £125 from the government's coronation subsidy, £250 raised by the Fruit Growers Association, and the balance guaranteed by 12 residents through the Bank of New Zealand. Local Birkenhead builder Frank Robertson completed the Cowrie, Mattai, and Rimu Hall, later extended with northern and southern annexes as community needs grew. In the decades that followed, the hall hosted Albany A&AMP shows and a busy calendar of balls, variety shows, musical performances, club meetings, children's movie nights, Plunkett clinics, kindergarten, and dance classes. Local branches of the RSA, Country Women's Institute, and Young Farmers Club met there, along with numerous sport clubs such as badminton, boxing, tennis, and indoor bowling groups. Generations of residents spent much of their social and family life within its walls. Horses parading in the Albany Show. To the far left can be seen part of the Albany Coronation Hall, 3 March 1934. Photo, Tudor Washington Collins, Auckland Library's Heritage Collections, T-751. Preserving the hall for future generations. Through these years, a volunteer hall committee managed bookings, cleaning, maintenance, and events. This steady, often unseen labor kept the hall available through changing times, ensuring it remained both a reminder of Albany's rural past and an active place for gathering, service, and local connection for an increasingly suburban community. By 1980, the hall needed major repairs beyond the committee's budget. After much discussion, the land and buildings were transferred in 1984 to the then Takapuna City Council, with a lease agreement held by the Albany Hall Committee. Now a registered charity, the committee continues to manage the hall's use, while maintenance support comes from Auckland Council. Mindful that the current committee was aging, with two members over 100 years old, the Upper Harbor Local Board wanted to preserve the hall's stories through the memories of its volunteers and provided funding for an oral history project in partnership with Auckland Libraries, supported by Joe Cocker Specialist Advisor, Auckland Council. Recording the memories of Albany Hall volunteers. Sue Berman, Curator Oral History and Sound at Auckland Libraries Heritage Collections, has long championed community-based documentary projects that preserve local memories and experiences. Conducting oral history recordings with locals relating to a place like the Albany Hall Project adds tremendous value to the historical record and to our collections. Gathering the lived experiences of place and the memories and reflections of a community, alongside biographical detail of narrators, brings a richness for anecdote and understanding of a place across a timescape. Sue Berman. three North Shore-based oral historians, Debbie Dunsford, Ruth Greenaway, and Janine Irvine, understood the significance of the project and the need to work quickly with older storytellers. As coordinator, Janine met Albany Hall chairperson Inger Glass to plan the work within the timeframe and budget. Eight oral histories were planned with committee members, Inger Glass, Martin Perkinson, Peg Welsford, Shirley Dobbin, Janice S.O.U. Letter FB04OT, Vera McLean, Blanche Allport, and Allie Wakelin, and recording took place from March to April 2026. The urgency proved well-founded when centenarian Peg Welsford became unwell early in the project, but rallied to speak about her beloved community and the hall one more time before she passed away. Asked why she stayed on the committee for so long, Peg answered simply, "It can be everything. The hall gave people somewhere to go." Stories held within the hall. The team spent time at Albany Hall, guided through the physical space while listening to the stories held within it. The warmth of the building was clear, as was the pride of volunteers pointing out heritage features often missed by others. Albany-based photographer Dave Simpson was approached to create portraits of each interviewee in the hall, visually centering story in place. Interviews gathered firsthand accounts from current committee members and their memories of the past 30 years. The interviews revealed strong personal commitment to keeping the hall a successful community asset, as well as the difficulty of attracting a new generation to take up that responsibility. These accounts show the distinctive value of oral history, with stories of people, incidents, events, and humor alongside reflections on the hall's enduring significance. It's always a privilege to sit with someone and hear their stories of growing up in a place and how a particular place, such as Albany, has shaped their life. Stories across generations really do spark the imagination and bring to life a venue such as the Albany Hall, which has seen so much life, activity, and community for over 100 years. Ruth Greenaway. Explore the Albany Hall Oral History Collection. The Albany Hall Oral History Collection is available through Cura Heritage Collections online at Auckland Libraries, offering perspectives often absent from written records. It documents not only what happened in a place, but how it was experienced by those who lived, worked, and gathered there. These personal stories add depth, context, and human connection to the historical record, creating a more enduring understanding of the hall and its significance over time. These collections are a much-treasured part of the Auckland Library's Heritage Collections, with local history documentary a key focus across our collecting plans. Sue Berman. Planning is underway to promote the Albany Hall Oral History Collection via QR codes and heritage signs on site, encouraging visitors to the hall to engage with its stories and memories. Republished with permission of PHANZA, a Professional Historians Association of New Zealand Aotearoa, PHANZA, from an article supplied for the magazine PHANZANI, August 2026. Comments. Post a comment. Kia ora, please leave your comment below.